broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Across the state, we've traveled today.
There's more black people. Yes, there are.
And now, I will not do a cursory analysis of this.
It is a horror show. You've never seen it.
I forgot he was black tonight.
Well, I hope you knew to use a condom.
Yeah, Chris. What was I? 877-876-PHIL. That's our number. World famous Phil Hendry Show is the most important thing. World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We go places other talk shows wish they could. How do I know? They tell me. By the way, this weekend we'll be at the W Hotel in Hollywood, and I only say that not because it's a personal appearance. It's actually an industry function. But there's going to be more guys walking up to me at that thing saying they wish they could do the kind of show that I do. It never ends. I wish the money never ended, but
I guess it did at some point, huh?
Shut up. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is a radio show, Patriots for Patriots, by Patriots, walking across the pointed heads of every low-life, scum-sucking, progressive dog, everyone that would pull this country backwards in time, everyone that would slander, that would libel, take advantage of a great country like this one. That's what we do on this program every night. And we welcome you. Thanks for joining us. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with me here in our News and Information Hour. And one of the stories we'll be talking about is something having to do with Superman, the comic book character, renouncing his U.S. citizenship in a forthcoming story. What's that? What's going on? Doctors give tips to men suffering from mental short penis syndrome. If you're a guy who feels that it's just too small, even though it's not, you may want to hear that part of the program. Although during our pre-show, Jason and I were giving tips to people watching on the feed, and we said, well, the first thing you need to do is lose weight. You lose about 100 pounds, pal, and it'll get real big.
Are you kidding me or something? Some guys must be pretty fat.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, I've heard it said that fat guys are probably the guys that think they have the smallest ones. Well, you want to know why? Because you're a fat ass.
Yeah, I mean, you get so fat now, all of a sudden look tiny.
Lose some weight, and suddenly that thing is huge, man. Anyway, that'll motivate enough guys to lose weight.
Are you kidding me or something? So all of a sudden it grows bigger?
No, you idiot. What do you mean it grows bigger?
You don't get it.
I'm talking about if a guy is really fat and he thinks his penis is too small, lose a bunch of weight and you're going to suddenly see how big it really is.
What?
Oh, you're an idiot, man. Just figure it out, okay? And let's see, Glee. Glenn Beck is taking shots at Glee. Does he really hate Glee, or is Glenn and Glee, are they Gliss? Is he just Glennic? He's Glee. He says it's an anti-capitalist message. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget to get our backstage pass at our website. It's cheaper than a six-pack of beer. You get the uncensored video in HD, plus the best of our best of CDs from 1997 to 2005, our legacy best ofs. The brand spanking new Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. Our coffee mugs, beautiful thing. If you're watching our video cast, there it is right there. Pick one up. And then, of course, we have our shot glasses, Phil Hendry Show shot glasses. And coming soon, brand new Phil Hendry Show ball caps, of which one I'm wearing. I don't have the logo on it, but this is the latest, baby. This is a fitted cap with a kind of an elastic band. There's no plastic clip band or anything like that. So that will be a sweet thing. So here is Glenn Beck. I think we're going to talk about this Glenn Beck thing, okay?
No, I don't know what about, man.
Well, don't worry about it. Glenn Beck and the Media Research Center are slamming Glee. Beck calls it a horror show that uses propaganda to push an anti-capitalist message. Glee is coming under fire yet again from the Media Research Center, and now Glenn Beck and Glee. The Media Research Center is condemning Tuesday's 90-minute episode in which a gay bullying storyline continued, though it wasn't the main focus of the episode. On his Fox News show today, Glenn Beck decried the show for going against his values, which are strictly heterosexual, and, oh, I mean, they're, anti-capitalist.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought it was, anyway, he said that he decried the show for going against his values while also propagandizing the show's audience via performance of a song by My Chemical Romance that Beck found objectionable. What's the name of the song? I don't know. What was the name of the song?
I think it's that Born This Way.
In Tuesday night's Born This Way. In Tuesday night's episode, the Glee Club members celebrated the message of Lady Gaga's hit single, Born This Way. They were all asked to address aspects of themselves that they may be uncomfortable with, but should accept because they were born that way. Two of the characters openly discussed their homosexuality, and those were both adults. No, I'm kidding. They were the kid. They were the two guys probably that made out, right?
I don't know. I'm not very comfortable with this subject. Do you mind if I leave the room?
Get out of here, yeah.
Yeah, can I?
Are you guys kidding me or something?
Yeah, sort of.
But sit down and shut up, will you? Can I leave the room? What's the name of the song? Sing? Well, why don't we have... why is this story written in such a bad way? If the song is Sing, then tell me what the name of the song is, because the next song that's mentioned is Born This Way. Glenn is a great guy, and he's so full of crap his eyes are brown, and you never know whether he's telling the truth or not. And I would say, if I were you, I would bank on the fact that about 80% of the time, he doesn't even understand what it is he's saying. But don't make it doubly difficult, man, Hollywood Reporter and Rants, when you guys are writing these stories. So he found a song objectionable by My Chemical Romance called Sing. Now, this Ryan Murphy's latest depraved initiative to promote his gay agenda, conservative media critic Dan Gaynor fumed. Oh, God, this is terribly written. This is horrible. Did you actually clean this story up?
Well, I tried.
Well, you made it worse, man. This is clearly Ryan Murphy's vision of what growing up should be, not most of America, said Gaynor, who's vice president for business and culture at the Media Research Center, where they don't do a whole lot of research, but they sure do get into the media. Conservative host Glenn Beck spent over five whole minutes of his Fox show today to discuss Glee, shivering as he pondered its sinister brilliance. He claims he's only watched two episodes of the hit show this year, but complained that it stands against almost every value I have. If Glenn has values, then my name is the Wicked Witch of the West. You can put it. You can go ahead and call me Ray Lewis, middle linebacker of the Baltimore Ravens, if Glenn's got values. I'm not saying the guy hasn't got morals. I'm not saying the guy hasn't got morals, but the values that he's talking about, that's all for show. That's horse dung. Now, let me tell you something, folks. On this show, as we march across the tops of the heads of jackballs and all of these people that are trying to make this country a laughingstock, and I realize Glenn's a good guy and he stood for a lot of good things, but don't let him make a jackass out of you, my values. Anyway, he shivered as he pondered its brilliance. Wow. Then he went on to discuss a recent episode where the Glee Club covered Sing by My Chemical Romance, a propaganda anthem, he called it. Beck argued that the performance was a propaganda tool to turn the audience against capitalism. He cited some of the song's lyrics. Clean up corporation progress, dying in the process, children that can talk about it, living on the... Anyway, it's a lot of lyrical stuff that you hear in any song, any common song. People talking about, you know, the machine and, you know, trying to be cool and... And how do you stand up to a society that's insensitive? If that's anti-capitalism and pro-commie or pro-socialism, then people are even dumber than I look. The anti-capitalist message, and this is in parentheses, arguably isn't taking hold. Glee singles and albums sell big. An album from Glee that doesn't even include songs by the main cast opened this week at number 2 on the best-selling albums chart by Billboard. So, very good point there by Rance. If he is turning people against capitalism, or this TV show is, it ain't happening, man, because, you know, they're making everybody a millionaire on that show. They also shattered Billboard records. The Glee cast placed 113 songs in the Hot 100, besting Elvis Presley and the Beatles. That is the shocker for me is it isn't whatever it was that was, whatever bug Glenn got up his rear end. Whatever bug Beck got up his butt. But what shocks me is that because of the access to music that we have, the ready access to music today, we see these records falling that were set by real artists.
Wait a minute, man. Glee, they're real artists.
No, they're not. They do cover versions. They do a few originals. They do cover versions. It's like a very, very proficient and very talented wedding band. And I understand they're breaking records, selling a lot of albums, but they're selling a lot of music. But the ability, the access to music today is much easier. Go to the computer, hit a button, bang, here comes the song. back in the day, you had to go down to the record store and buy the damn thing. And, you know, like that. You also had to buy it and find a place to keep it. You know, you had either a vinyl disc or a CD, and you're carting this garbage home, and you're putting it in, and it's getting scratched. And, you know, and the value for the dollar for a lot of people meant that, you know, you really had to pick and choose what songs you were buying and what artists you were supporting. Is anybody saying that Glee is better than Elvis Presley and the Beatles? No, no one's saying that. But the fact that they're even challenging their record sales shocks the hell out of me. I mean...
Yeah, me too.
Don't be smart.
Well...
Anyway, here is Glenn Beck now warning his audience to protect their kids against the evils of Glee.
Our children do not have... They are not tethered to anything. That we are tethered by a thread because of how we were raised. We remember our grandparents. And you have to be uber vigilant.
No,
our
I...
whole culture...
My right grandparents were dead.
Up for you and the values that we grew up on to lose. I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Glee. But this show stands out and stands for almost every value that I have. I've seen this episode or this show twice with my wife this year, and I've watched it in stunned horror combined with a sense of admiring awe.
And
it is a brilliant, brilliant show.
And an erection. Now, the...
Oh, man! You're not in trouble with that.
I'm joking. Anyway, Beck is upset that Glee has turned him gay. No, Beck is upset that Glee characters are bad role models, not for his kids, but for him.
It is a horror show. If you've never seen it, it's about a high school Glee club. All of the characters are extremely good-looking, extremely talented.
Very attractive.
Everybody in here is somebody that your kids would want to be like.
Yeah.
Except everybody is sleeping with everybody else. There's no values. It's all self-gratification. It's a nightmare.
Okay. Now, I thought he said here in the earlier clip that these kids all stood for values that he stands for. Didn't he say something like that?
Yeah, I thought you're going to have to play it again, though.
It ain't worth it. All right. Beck accuses Glee of propagandizing the viewers because via a performance of My Chemical Romance song... Beck accuses Glee of propagandizing the viewers because via a performance of a My Chemical Romance song.
I don't know.
There is no way to beat this. There is no way to beat this.
Is he holding his penis?
Will you shut up?
I'm just making a joke.
Don't make a joke like that, Jack. Can get me in serious trouble. Was he holding his... Here we go.
There is no way to beat this. There is no way to beat this. Pay attention to the lyrics. This is Sing by Chemical Romance.
Thank you.
Cleaned up, corporation progress, dying in the process. Children that can talk about it, living in the railways. People moving sideways. Sell it to your last days. Buy yourself the motivation generation. Nothing. Nothing but a dead scene. Product of a white dream. This is propaganda, and it's an anthem. It's an anthem saying, join us.
Are you gay?
All right, now, that really is Glenn at his quasi-best as he talks to you about the TV show Glee, or Glee could just be some show that kids dig that is reflective of a society that is increasingly more tolerant, for instance, of people who are gay in the person of those kids. Or, is a show that is reflective of music that has sounded that way for decades. Well, you know, the music that I grew up on, these guys that talk about the values of today, these guys that talk about, I understand that there are some bad values, but it has nothing to do with kids listening to songs about corporations because we've been doing that for years, man. Anybody remember a song called Money by Pink Floyd? Well, I was anti-capitalist, and boy, I'll tell you, Pink Floyd, no, those were some anti-capitalists. Yeah, sure. Anybody remember songs by the Beatles talking about how, money is nowhere and love and, those guys were anti-capitalists too. I mean, are you kidding me or what? That's why a lot of people, including myself, think that Glenn is a very talented performer on television, but the crap he talks about, man, you don't believe that stuff. In a word, it's, or two words, it's...
Cat urine!
That's what, you know, I think. Were we supposed to break? Have I not broken? Have I not break-ted it? Do I need to break it? Do I break? Yes, I do have to break. All right, sorry, guys. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. I forgot. I didn't know. I wasn't, you know, I was concentrating too much on the
cat urine
I was listening to. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. For patriots, by patriots, it's the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back to World Famous Phil Henry Show. It's our news and information hour here with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And we have a story here. It's called Docs Warn Men with Mental Short Penis Syndrome Against Unproven Pills, Creams, Pumps, and Surgery. Mental short penis syndrome, or in the words of Glenn Beck,
there is no way to beat this.
Now, anyway, according to the researchers...
Shut up. You're bad.
Shut up. According to the researchers, men couldn't be concerned with their perceived... Men should not be concerned with their perceived genital shortcomings. Men with short penis syndrome often have perfectly average-sized genitalia, but believe strongly that they are inadequate.
There is no way to beat this.
Now then... Penile size is a matter of great interest among men who are affected by short penis syndrome or just believe themselves to have a short or small or tiny or dinky or minuscule or,
Are you gay?
Penis. Anyway, even though the dimensions of the organ fall well within the normal range. What do you think the normal range is, Robert?
I don't know. What do you ask me for?
Well, I'm just, you guys would probably be surprised.
Probably like 7 inches.
No, man, not even close. 3 inches.
Three?
Get out of here. Anyway, researchers at the Mayo Clinic are warning men who are obsessed with the size of their penises to think twice before investing time and money into pills, pumps, and procedures that are likely to disappoint as they are to cause harm. You know what I'd like to get as a sponsor on that show that this extends? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that on TV with Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, the coach? He does a whole series of commercials.
Yeah, but nobody believes he really got to use it or anything, do you?
Yeah, if he says he does, he does.
What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is. But I would say he's a fairly significant spokesperson. Now, I don't know what this stuff does, but if he's using it and he says it works, but what is it supposed to do? Is it supposed to make a guy's thing...
Supposed to make it gigantic, I think.
What do you mean, gigantic?
Well, I don't know. I think it like a mega bigger or something.
Well, anyway, so what is normal? Here is the Mayo Clinic's definition of what is normal. While there are variations, many sources say the average penis measures between 3 and 4 inches.
There is no way to beat this.
Said Glenn when he took a look. No, I'm kidding. And then, give me that. I'll read it.
You're getting in trouble.
Don't grab the copy from me. So, anyway, Glenn says that his is 3 to 4 inches.
There
and
is no
so,
way.
All right, no. So it's 3 and 4 inches, and then when flaccid, and between 5 and 7 inches when erect. As more and more... What are you doing with that tape measure?
Give me that. Yeah, just listen.
Give me that. In any event, as more and more men are exposed to magazines and websites filled with ads for penile enlargers, male body issues are on the rise. On the rise? Male issues are on the rise. Experts say pornography doesn't help either because they, a lot of the guys in the porny movies?
Yeah, those guys, man, are like John Holm or something.
Exactly. I mean, come on, Donkey Kong, give me a break here. So, they don't measure up to the extra endowed stars on the screen. We equate masculinity and power with penis size. Now, I will tell you this. This is a very interesting story. Do we have time? You guys probably know that there are these hillside carvings in South America. You've seen those from these aerial carvings that look like insects. These aerial they call them aerial, and they're huge, and they're very ancient. In northern England, up near what used to be called Hadrian's Wall, which was a wall built by the Roman soldiers to keep the very wild tribes of Scotland, the Picts and the Scots, out of the Roman province of Britannia. Now, on the side of a hill up there is carved the image of Hercules, a Roman god, And his appendage, if you will, his manhood, his endowment, his penis is enormous.
Really?
Yeah, it's and the guy from the guy from the TV show is watching. Says, and you can see the very obvious virility there of whatever, you know.
Sounded like he was distracted.
He sounded a little distracted, you know. And then he looked at it and said,
"There is no way to beat this."
And they went to commercial. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you want a podcast of tonight's show, all you have to do is go sign up for a backstage pass. You'll get daily podcasts of the Phil Hendry Show at iTunes, and you can sign up for them through our website. And we also have Classic Phils. These are our classic podcasts that are free, free. And we have a great many other things at our website, philhendryshow.com, including the brand-new Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. Get over there. Do it. Superman renounces his U.S. citizenship in the latest issue of Superman, the world's most famous... I thought this said the world's most famous chimpanzee of truth, you know?
Yeah, it looks a little weird.
That don't say chimpanzee.
It just read that way to me. It just, for some reason, the world's most famous chimpanzee of truth. No, the world's most famous champion of truth, justice, and the American way, which they don't say anymore, or they used to say it on the TV show, anyway, intends to renounce his U.S. citizenship. Superman makes the shocking pronouncement in this week's Action Comics number 900. Truth, justice, and the American way, it's not enough anymore, the Man of Steel tells the president, the president's national security advisor. I intend to speak before the United Nations tomorrow and inform them that I am renouncing my U.S. citizenship. He made the declaration after his protection of protesters in Iran became an international incident. I'm tired of having my actions construed as instruments of U.S. policy, he says, explaining that he wants to help wherever and whenever he's needed. I've been thinking too small. I realize that now. Oh, that's great, Superman. That's great.
Boy, what a traitor.
So you were saved by Ma and Pa Kent. You know that, don't you? You know?
That doesn't make any difference.
Why doesn't that make any difference?
Because he was Superboy. What do you think? Nothing's going to happen to him bad. You know?
Oh, nothing's going to happen to him bad? I mean, if he was found by people, he was found by a couple of Americans. If he'd been found by a couple of Russians or Chinese, something different would have happened. They would have had him in a laboratory, man.
Yeah, but he would have busted out. They would have busted him out.
No, they wouldn't. He would have busted out. He would have been under the influence of whoever, you know, because he was a kid. He was a kid that could pick up cars.
Yeah, the Chinese would probably make him pick up cars and stuff. For the circus or something.
What do you mean circus, man? Yeah, the Chinese, they'd probably have him, like, be a military guy or something, maybe.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's what the Chinese would do.
But what do you think Americans did? Americans did the same thing.
Americans let him choose what he wanted to do. He decided to go out and fight crime. Nobody forced him to do that.
Well, sort of they did, on account of Ma and Pa Kent.
They didn't force him to do anything, man. If you want to know who forced him, it was that, what's the name of his old man?
What?
His dad.
Pa Kent.
Not Pa Kent. The guy from Krypton.
Oh, Jor-El. Or Jor-El.
Jarhead.
Not Jarhead. I'm going to belt you. Jor-El, yeah. Jor-El.
Jor-El.
No, Jor-El.
Jor-El? Jor-El.
What are you doing, man?
Speaking Spanish.
I swear to God, bud, when you wake up tomorrow morning... and you find your nose caved in, what are you going to think?
Somebody was sitting on it.
All right.
Get out of here, man.
Jor-El, okay?
Yeah.
All right. When he went up to the North Pole, what am I doing talking about this? Anyway, he went up to the North Pole, and his father, Jor-El, he'd pull up those crystals, and he would tell him, you've got to be a good man, and you have to help the humanity, and we're sending you to Earth. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say they were sending him to Earth?
Well, I don't know if they sent him to Earth or not on purpose. I thought he just landed there like Sigourney Weaver done.
Like Sigourney Weaver done?
Yeah, after she blew up the alien.
She didn't just land on Earth, man. She knew she was headed back to Earth. She had it all programmed in. Remember, she says, the frontier will pick me up in 6 weeks or some crap like that. I don't know. So Superman, what are you, man? All of a sudden, some code pink jive ass. What are you talking about, man? You're a Yank. You want to know why? Because Jor-El knew he was sending you to Earth so you could land on in America. Any other country, you would have been either a bean farmer or you would have been in the Chinese military or the Russians, God forbid. They probably would have made you an astronaut or something. Who knows what they would have done to you? Or the Brit, I don't know. This was the best place you could be. And how do you pay us back? You renounce your U.S. citizenship because you want to be all code pink about stuff.
Yeah, being code pink. He just don't want to be, misunderstood.
Oh, well, ain't that just too bad. In a statement to the Post, DC Comics co-publishers Jim Lee and Dan Didio said that despite the global outlook, the character is and always will be a red-blooded American at heart. Superman is a visitor from a distant planet who has long embraced American values. As a character and icon, he embodies the best... Blah, 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 blah. In a short story in Action Comics 900, Superman announces his intention to put a global focus on his never-ending battle, but he remains, as always, committed to his adopted home and his roots as a Kansas farm boy from Smallville. Bull crap. Superman, you just took a very, very high, high-octane pee on Pa Kent's grave.
Yeah. I bet you when Superman goes, man, it
probably makes plants grow a mile high or something.
Maybe. Maybe. The story isn't expected to have any repercussions in the Superman line of comics. It's unclear whether he actually follows through with the pronouncement. Besides being riddled with a blatant lack of patriotism and respect for our country, Superman's current creators are belittling the United States as a whole. By denouncing his citizenship, Superman becomes an eerie metaphor for the current economic and power status the country holds worldwide. No kidding, said Hollywood publicist and GOP activist Angie Meyer as she was talking to Fox 411's Pop-Tarts column, Thank You! All we need to hear now is that Superman has renounced his citizenship and Hannibal Lecter has decided to apply for U.S. citizenship.
Yeah, they'll give it to him.
I just think that they're shockingly, here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, shockingly, after 9/11, as many people turned more toward a love of this country in a very active way, people like myself, there were other people, and I believe it's fear, I think it's fear-driven, there were other people who suddenly decided that because of the violence inflicted on 9/11, we needed to become cooler and more chill with the planet. We needed to get with it and become more one world. We needed to be groovy with the green thing. We needed to make sure that the animals were all right. We needed to make sure that we were kissing the ass of, excuse me for saying this, but every Muslim that we saw. I mean, I don't have anything against Muslims, but does that mean that we go over the top and suddenly, oh, I mean, dude, this was not the people of a faith attacking this country. These were psychopaths, members of a gang. A gang. And because they did what they did, all of a sudden we had to become much more aware of Islam. I never did understand that. We went, we fell all over ourselves, trying to make sure that the world saw us as really cool and that we weren't, scumbags and everybody loved us. And all we did is we lost ourselves. The world doesn't look to America to kiss anybody's ass. The world looks to America so because they know we go our own way. And they know we do what we want to do. And they know that whatever we do decide, it's generally a good thing. And the world looks to that. They look for that example. But we lost our way. We decided that we need to look to the world for our example. Well, there's nothing out there to give us any example. We left that world behind. We left that world behind 250 years ago. And we said we want no more part of that world. We are the new world. We are the future world. We're Americans. There's nothing there for us. There's nothing in Europe. There's nothing in Asia. There's nothing anywhere for us. Here is where it is. Now, of course, if we want to understand culture and history, if we want to take a vacation, if we want to relax, if we want to enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells, if we want to be in love with our planet, of course we travel and we visit and we see, and everyone should. But when it comes to a vision of the future, where to take our country, there ain't nothing to learn from these people. And we've lost our way by thinking that there is. What we need to do is start looking back on our own forebears, other Americans who showed the way by inventing, by fighting, by creating, by conceptualizing, by showing a future generation of Americans what it was to be an American. We create. We make. We stop doing that. We let the Chinese make it now. And why do we do that? Because we're cheap. That's right. I said it. We're cheap. And I'll tell you one other thing, and I say this with the greatest of respect. You know, Detroit, and I'm not knocking the city, but I see all these commercials now for Made in American cars. Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. I look forward to it. You know what? But I ain't going to believe it until I see it, okay? And all of these commercials ain't going to convince me otherwise. All right. So you guys, I saw the ad today. I think, I don't know what the car was. They said, you know what? We're not going to ask you to drop your standards. We're going to make a better car, and that doesn't mean you have to drop your standards. Or you have to, okay, really? Well, great. Let's get back to being proud of what we make. In any event, I say all that to say that Superman should be arrested and put to death. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In other news, you look at Superman, you do whatever you got to do, man. I don't care. I've never really, I don't really like the things you do. I don't like your costume. I don't like the way you butt into certain situations. Right when a cop has got something wrapped up, here you come. Boo! Landing, embarrassing the cop.
Yeah, I always make the cop look stupid.
You're always making cops look bad.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
You come flying in. Cop is standing there. Look, I'm just about ready to write the ticket, and here comes Superman. State Representative Sally Kern apologizes for sexist, racist accusations, claim blacks women don't work as hard as white men. Now, that's a woman saying this, and it might be interesting to find out the actual context here from Sally Kern as she made these statements about blacks and women and so on and so forth. Here is Representative Sally Kern during a debate on Wednesday. Oklahoma Representative Sally Kern suggesting black people are in jail in high numbers because they're lazy students. Dig this.
In prison, there's more black people. Yes, there are, and that's tragic. But the other side of the story, perhaps we need to consider, is this just because they're black that they're in prison? Or could it be because they didn't want to work hard in school? And white people oftentimes don't want to work hard in school, or Asians oftentimes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, that's what happens. I taught school for 20 years, and I saw a lot of people of color who didn't want to work as hard. They wanted it given to them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had one student that said, I don't need to study. You know why? The government's going to take care of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, Sally. Representative Kern then takes on women workers.
You see, women usually don't want to work as hard as a man because, I mean, now get me, wait a minute, now listen to me. Women.
Why do they want to listen to you, you stupid bitch? Nobody wants to listen to you.
I do.
All right.
You see, women usually don't want to work as hard as a man because, I mean, now get me, wait a minute, now listen to me. Women, hang on, women tend to think a little bit more about their family, wanting to be at home more time, wanting to have a little more leisure time.
God.
That's all I mean. I'm
not saying
women don't work hard. I think women work very hard, so don't take that the wrong way. But that's factors you have to keep in mind. Okay, women like to be willing to have a moderate work life with plenty of time for spouse and children and other things like that. That's all I meant, okay?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. How you got elected? Listening to people like this, and then what's happening in this modern society of ours, they're doing this. They're saying, now, you see, blacks are lazy and stupid and drug addicted. Now, hold on, I'm not a racist. And blacks tend not, you heard what this stupid bitch said. Blacks tend not, here's the reason why I get angry with this, folks. Now listen to this, because I'm about to tell you something you can take to the bank. As conservatives, you want to know who does more damage to this movement? Idiots like this, and these birther jackasses. Now, the truth movement is to liberals what the birth movement was to the conservative. Here's a problem, though. Where the truthers can't find anybody really prominent. They can't get anybody more prominent than Jesse the Body Ventura, who ain't prominent. That guy, the only thing prominent about him are the dents in his head. He's about as prominent a liberal, if you want to call him that they can get who supports the truth movement. But the freaking conservatives, man, we got Donald Trump out there making it mainstream in 12 hours. Who needs it? This conservative movement, forget about what the, and you know, forget about what the liberals are doing. Liberals are stupid. They know it. Liberals make more mistakes. They fumble history. They're just as inarticulate and inelegant as conservatives. But it's not an argument and never will be an argument to say, well, liberals do it. That's not an argument. That's why I take exception to guys like Hannity. Hannity is always saying, boy, when these liberals do it, nobody says anything. Let's forget that argument, okay? Because it doesn't move the conservative movement ahead at all. All it does is make us look like a bunch of children who are pointing fingers and saying, well, they get to do it. How come we don't? The fact of the matter is that when someone like this opens the pie hole under her nose and spills out this stuff, here comes more stupid, here comes more dumb, here comes more, look at these conservatives. Now, what that woman said, and I don't need anybody to explain it to me, what she said was unacceptable. It was inartfully delivered. No one would understand in a million years what that dumb bitch is trying to say. And what she eventually wound up doing is alienating another portion. And somebody's got to come along and clean that one up. And it doesn't make any difference if the liberals have just as many imbeciles as her. And they do, because it's not an argument to say if they do it, we get to do it. Where does that leave the country? Oh, we're run by two camps of some of the dumbest human beings that this country has ever seen. You talk about the founders. You talk about the greatest generation. You talk about the generation that moved us through the Industrial Revolution. You talk about the generation of Americans that went off to fight World War I. You talk about the Civil War and the courage and the guts that it took to hold this country together. And then you got us. And about the only thing that's good about this generation, guess where are they? They're all over in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. That's the best Americans we got are over there. And I'm telling you right now, history teaches us veterans, combat veterans, war veterans, are a significant group of people to have to deal with once they come home. Ask the Germans after World War I. Look at America after World War II. Look at the veterans, the movement of veterans that came home and took charge of American affairs. And I, frankly, look forward to the return of these young men and women from Iraq and Afghanistan, because I think that's the only thing. Those are the only people that are going to make any sense at all out of this jive-ass, jackass, this three-ring circus we got going over here right now. Because we really do need some smart people, and we need some people with some guts. And we need Americans. And, man, are we short on those. And some dumbass standing there with the blacks. You know what, lady? If you think women like to kick on, sit on their ass and take care of kids and bake pies, I tell you what, that sounds like a good job for you. All right, coming up, we're going to introduce you to a grade-A douchebag, Wes DeSoto. That's right. Who is he? You'll find out here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
There's a little bit of time here, but the FBI has raided the Los Angeles apartment of a Screen Actors Guild member. The Bureau believes he was the first to upload the Oscar-winning movie The King's Speech, as well as The Black Swan, and other in-theater-only films to the Pirate Bay in January, which is a site that basically steals people's work and disseminates it to the world. Pirate Bay, whose principals were sentenced to prison, whose principals were fined, and actually they appealed both sentences, and they had the prison terms reduced, but they had the fines increased. So probably wasn't the brightest appeal in the world, because they happen to be in jail right now. Now, this scum was taking these Hollywood movies and making them available to people. They just got done doing battle with Hollywood, and they're back at it again. The Tuesday raid of Wes DeSoto is the name of this jackball. The Tuesday raid of Wes DeSoto's apartment came months after the Guild and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences both lauded the King's Speech with top acting and top picture awards. The authorities are also investigating whether there's a link between DeSoto and the notorious Pirate Bay pre-release movie uploading group called TIMPE. DeSoto basically admitted what he does with this quote. Listen to this. He said, quote, I'm nobody in the online file-sharing world. This investigation is excessive and a waste of tax dollars, end of quote. That basically means, yes, I did do it. Doesn't it, Wes? And when, I'll tell you something, DeSoto, when you do this, and you're a member of the Screen Actors Guild, when you do this, you enable artists like you to be ripped off. People who probably have the same income as you to be ripped off. People who have a little bit of a copyright hold on something, a little bit of a trademark hold on something, and scumbags like you, you cheap creep, enabling a Pirate Bay whose principals are probably living the life, you help those guys steal from smaller artists. So have fun, man, in jail. Okay? World-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rance. Technical director is John Ilk, and our associate producer is Dan Northcraft. Don't forget to visit www.philhendryshow.com for all of your Phil Hendry Show needs. Until tonight, never mind. Hendry.